This is an ABC podcast.
With the federal election expected to be officially called within days, Labor's keeping tight-lipped about its plans for Australia's $81 billion agriculture sector. It is yet to commit on live exports, dairy regulation, or its plans for the agriculture visa and the farm workforce. But Shadow Agriculture Minister Julie Collins says she's been talking with farmers and Labor will have more details to announce before the election. National Rural reporter Kath Sullivan sat down with Ms. Collins in Canberra this week and began by asking the would-be Agriculture Minister how many policies Labor has for the agriculture portfolio.
Well, we've outlined some of our policies to date in relation to agriculture. Obviously, there's our Powering Australia climate change policy, which will create jobs. Five out of six of those 600,000 jobs in regional Australia. They'll, of course, benefit farmers with real action on climate change. We, of course, have outlined our regional housing policy, our regional telecommunications policy, our Jobs and Skills Australia.
But how many policies relate directly to the production of livestock and horticulture and cropping?
Well, clearly the issues that farmers raise with me that are most important to them, number one is always climate change, because there's no doubt that climate is impacting on what's going on our farms. So I think a very
strong policy in that climate
impacts farmers and their ability to produce.
So you're saying that climate change is the number one issue for Australian agriculture?
What I'm saying is it's one of the issues that farmers raise with me regularly. They also raise with me biosecurity. They raise with me labour shortages. They raise a whole heap of issues with me when I'm talking to them.
Okay, so what would a Labor government do in terms of biosecurity in Australia?
Well, we are concerned about the reports from the Inspector General and the Auditor in relation to biosecurity and its failings. And we saw, obviously, during the global pandemic, human biosecurity's failures. So we think that we need a better, stronger biosecurity system, and we'll have more to say about that.
You could potentially be the Agriculture Minister in a number of weeks. Isn't it time you told us what you're saying rather than saying you'll have more to say?
Well, we've outlined quite a few things at the National Farmers Federation in relation to the leader's speech. We will have more to say during the campaign. We'll be offering a very clear alternative.
At the last election, Labor had a policy to put a floor in the farm gate milk price. Is that still Labor's policy?
Well, last election we had a policy in relation to getting the ACCC to look at that issue. We have been talking to dairy farmers and we'll be making announcements about what we want to do in coming weeks.
Yes or no, at the last election, Labor had a policy to phase out the live export of sheep. Is that still Labor's policy?
Well, I'm not going to be making policy announcements in the interview today, Kath, and we're talking to people about what our policies might look like. We've obviously been working very hard over the last 3 years consulting with the community and with dairy farmers.
What do you say to those farm groups who say that you're not engaged on the topic, that you're more interested in defending Tasmania and representing Tasmanians?
I haven't heard that being said, but I'm obviously a very proud Tasmanian. I was involved early on working for the state government in relation to Tasmanian irrigation. Of course, the former federal Labor government and the state Labor government invested $500 million, and we've seen that transform Tasmania. What we need to see, I think, nationally is we need to see more value adding on our products if we're going to get to the $100 billion of ag by 2030. We all need to be working together, and people know that I'm very consultative and I'm talking to people.
Okay, you said that you've heard a lot from industry about labour shortages. What would a Labor government do to address the worker shortages on farm?
Well, we've said that we will have Jobs and Skills Australia, which will be full of experts working with industry, working with the sector, working with unions, talking to them about how we have the skilled Australians for the jobs of today and the jobs in 5 years and the jobs in 10 years. We also obviously have our fee-free TAFE places and additional university places so that we can train more Australians. Obviously, in the short term, we do need to rely on overseas labour, and certainly, as we have outlined, we do support farmers trying to get more people on farms, more workers on farms. We are concerned that so much fruit and vegetables are rotting on farm, and we need to do everything we can to get them off.
So how much fruit and vegetables do you think is rotting because there aren't workers?
Well, certainly last year we were told it was around 60 million, and
is
we hear
dollars?
All the time. Yes, and we hear all the time from farmers that there are significant labour shortages. It's estimated, I understand, between 10 and 20,000 workers on farms that we need to get here.
So is the ag visa the answer?
Well, I think it's become pretty clear the ag visa is not working. There are no workers on farms under the ag visa. I think it's also pretty clear that we've got two ministers in the current government that can't agree on what that looks like. We've had one country sign an MOU. We don't know the details of that. So we don't actually know what the ag visa looks like. The ag visa as outlined by the minister doesn't really exist is the problem.
What isn't clear is what Labor would do if it wins government with the ag visa. Would you see it abolished? Or would you try and rework it to fit in with Labor's values?
What we want to do, obviously, is, and we have been doing, is talking to the sector, talking to the National Farmers Federation, talking to farmers about what exactly it is that they need and how we can do that and how we can also protect workers. We've made one announcement already, which is about the licensing of labour hire companies that will ensure that some of those practices that have been exploiting some workers on farms is removed, but we clearly need to do more. We also had the government talk about a pathway to permanency, but we haven't seen from the government what that looks like. So we'll be announcing more in the campaign, but we really do want to consult with people carefully about it and get it right.
Just on labour issues as well, it's recently come to light how some foreign workers are taking home as little as $100 in cash pay at the end of a week due to deductions taken out by their employer. Now, that's in line with the government's own guidelines. Do you have a problem with that?
I do have an issue with that. I think that people should be getting a fair day's pay for a fair day's work. And that's what we mean by making sure that when we bring people in from overseas that we look after them, that they're getting decent wages and that, you know...
So how would you do that?
Proper registration of labour hire companies will be a start to that, making sure that, you know, people get a fair day's pay for a fair day's work.
Would you consider putting a floor in the deductions so that foreign workers did have more than $100 take-home pay?
Well, we'll look at that detail in government, but we really are concerned that, you know, people are coming here. Australia, unfortunately, there are a few rotten eggs that are, you know, leaving us with a bad reputation.
But these aren't rotten eggs. These are approved employers under the federal government scheme, and they're in line with the seasonal worker program employer guidelines. Would you seek to change that?
As I said, we'll have more to say on the detail in coming weeks. We are concerned about what's happening.
Aren't you concerned that if you have more to say in coming weeks on everything, that people will just tune out?
I think people are interested in hearing what an alternative is, and I think that we've...
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, we've seen that, and certainly we'll be very clear between now and Election Day on what our plans are.
Do you want to be the Federal Agriculture Minister?
I'm loving being the Shadow Agriculture Minister, and I would look forward to it in government. Obviously, that's up to the leader. But as I said earlier, people have been incredibly generous with me as I've been going around the country talking to people. I live in a regional seat. I've got lots of primary producers in my electorate. I think it's a great portfolio.
That is Shadow Agriculture Minister Julie Collins.